Hello, everyone. Welcome to In Search of Meaning with Amelia Rose. Every week, we bring you little-known stories with life-changing meaning. And you can always hear us on all the major social media platforms. Today's story, Small Ropes, Big Ties. Listen carefully and let us know your takeaway on our Facebook page after this episode. One day, a gentleman was walking through an elephant camp when he spotted that the elephants weren't being kept in a cage or held by large chains. This seemed very unusual for him. All that was holding these elephants back from escaping the camp was small pieces of ropes tied to one of their legs. As the man gazed upon the elephants, he then turned to the trainer because he was completely confused as to why the elephants didn't just use their strength to break the ropes and escape the camp. They could easily have done that, but instead, they didn't even try. They simply stayed in place. Curious and wanting to know more, the man turned and asked the trainer nearby why the elephants were just standing there and not even trying to escape. The trainer replied, "When they were very young and much smaller, we use the same size rope to tie them. And at that age, it was enough to hold them. As they grew up, they have been conditioned to believe they cannot break away. They believe the rope can still hold them. And so they never try to break free." Pay attention, my friends, because the only reason that the elephants weren't breaking away or escaping the camp was that over time, they adopted the belief that they are being held in place by something bigger and stronger than it really was. Is there a small rope in your past that is preventing you from breaking away and reaching your full potential? Well, let's look at three small ropes that have been known to keep many of us back in life. The first rope that I want to talk with you about today is the rope of fear. I believe it is one of the most crippling of all. And the reason I think so, it's because it can appear real or imagined. It can alert you of a threat, or it can be the threat itself. And since we're speaking about elephants, it is said that fear has the memory of an elephant because it has the tendency to reach back in the recesses of our minds and retrieve details of a previous fearful event without you consciously knowing why you're fearing in the moment. Let me share my rope of fear story with you. There was a time in my life when driving across long, high bridges was one of the most crippling things I could ever be compelled to do, or really just ordinarily do. So one day I had to take a trip to one of my favorite cities, and I decided to plan my trip way in advance. I even took time out to put together an alternative route just to escape one particular bridge that was along the way. Well, I got on my alternative route, and lo and behold, I came upon a detour sign. What was that sign? Narrow bridge ahead. As I drew closer to that bridge, it appeared longer and scarier than the one I was trying to escape in the first place. So faced with this new dilemma, it was clear that I only had two options. I could choose to turn back, or I could put my big girl britches and drive forward. I pulled off the side of the road. I had a good talk with myself. At first, I tried to figure out the source of my fear. And while I came to some resolution on that, I had to ask a follow-up question. And that had to do with, what else was I really afraid of? It dawned on me that earlier in my life, I almost drowned. And so I realized that it was not just the bridges that I was afraid of, but the water underneath the bridges. So now that I have done my psychoanalyzing, I put both hands on the steering wheel and struck up a deal with my mind. And that strategy turned out to be that you drive, keeping your attention focused on the road straight ahead, not on the bridge and not on the water. Before I knew it, I made it over. And although my heart was racing, I figured out on the other side, I was still alive, not in the water. Today, I'm an expert at driving across most bridges, regardless of their construction. But please don't ask me to do that now. I can even coach others who are in the same position I was in. So the lesson I learned from all of that was, in life, we're all going to be faced with something that might cause us to be fearful. But instead of focusing on the obstacles along the way, let's focus on the road ahead, our destination, and keep driving. Eventually, we will arrive at our destination. Now, that is my story, and I'm sticking to it. I don't know what your story is, but when we come back from a short break, we'll talk about two other small ropes that keep us in place in life. Those are the rope of self-doubt and the rope of excuses. Stay tuned. Today, we're talking about small ropes that can prevent us from accomplishing big things in our lives. And before the break, I talked about the rope of fear, and now I want to discuss briefly the rope of self-doubt. Self-doubt is said to destroy one's heart, one's mind, one's body, and then one's soul. You can easily see how that can hold us back in life. Self-doubt causes us to carry more luggage along our journey than we need to, and then it inflicts
physical ailments such as depression, high blood pressure, weight gain, and much more. The manifestations of self-doubt are numerous. First, it eats away at our confidence and courage. It makes you feel like things are more difficult than they really are. And it often stops you in your track with a good dose of a sense of inadequacy. A cardiologist was once asked her view on self-doubt. This is what she said. Self-doubt is a major obstacle to living the life one truly deserves. This unhealthy food of the soul, she says, drags down your spirit, crushes your ambition, and prevents you from achieving all that you can. Some people have tried to figure out where their self-doubt originated, only to discover that it was one of those small ropes of our childhood that we learn to question ourselves, and before long, you will fit into a certain mold or mindset that holds you in place through adulthood. Here's what I want to leave with you about the rope of self-doubt. The next time you are so inclined, stop and speak out your thoughts as loudly as you can and tell yourself that you're not going down that road today. And always remember that your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions, and your actions become your habits. Now, the final rope that I want to talk with you about today is the rope of procrastination, aka the waiting for someday syndrome. After you have been worn out by the ropes of fear and self-doubt, you are prime target for this critter. Why is this so, you ask? Well, by the time you experience procrastination, you would have been unwilling or unable to do anything to create the conditions necessary to let you move forward. Most days, you will feel stuck. One minute, you want to move a mountain. The next, you can't even muster the energy to tackle a molehill. You simply lack the motivation. The reality with this rope is that the longer we put things off, the more your plate piles up, the more frustrated, the more stressed, and the more anxious you will become. In the long run, this will have a serious impact on your mental and physical health. As a matter of fact, one study found that there is an emotional and temporal side to procrastination, which is actually revealing that it is a way in which people seek comfort when they are not prepared to handle a certain task. I am sure if you experience procrastination, you would remember this feeling. They are not people who we can say are lazy. They're really not trying to overcome their insecurities or frustrations. What they do instead is to postpone them for another time, hoping that it will eventually turn out all right. So, you should understand that procrastination is sending you a strong message that something is happening at a deeper level of our lives. So here's my final thought on procrastination. Never make the mistake of thinking it's a detour in life. See it for what it really is, a roadblock, and you're getting nowhere in a hurry. Now, I don't want to begin to say what kind of rope you are tied with right now. I don't know what you might have learned about the rope over the course of your lives. One thing I do know, that is, in life, we will learn many things. But the mindset we develop about what we learn makes all the difference in the world. Like the elephant, we can formulate a fixed mindset, allowing our past learning to hinder our ability to grow or to develop into risk takers. Or we can become inquisitive learners, embracing a growth-oriented mindset. This helps us overcome obstacles we may face in life. So the moral of the story today is, whatever you do, remember that belief kills and belief cures. Thank you for listening today. And remember, join the conversation on our Facebook page after this episode and let us know what you think.